by Pioneer Steel and Pipe, where customer service is their main focus, and Best in Metal Steel and Pipe for large or small projects, with two locations in Waco and Bryan. Family owned and operated since 1943.
Fall camp. Transition from the OTAs to preseason prep beginning Saturday. There's a story from Cole Parber on that. There's stories from Grayson Grundhaefer on everything recruiting. There's Trust the Podcast that launched as well this week, as it does with both Grayson and Craig every single week, among a few others. And then Grayson just put up a couple of minutes ago about a possible player that's interested in Baylor. You want to start with that, the kid, the offensive lineman? Grayson, thanks for your time. Sikkim 365 Radio from Dallas Jesuit.
Yeah, definitely. So Ryan Lingiel, the offensive tackle at Dallas Jesuit, 6'5", 275-pound tackle prospect. He's going to be making his decision here in the next few days, I think. And there's definitely some rumors swirling. Obviously, Baylor has been in the mix for a while. Texas offered him a week ago. And so that's who the battle is between. It's an in-state rivalry matchup between Baylor and Texas for where he's going to end up. And so he's going to take the next couple days to try to talk things over with his parents and take some last-minute calls with the coaches from both schools and try to figure out which place is the best for him.
Grayson, right now as the season gets started, how does that change what they're going to do recruiting-wise with all the weird things going on, if at all?
Yeah, so I would say Baylor's actually in a great spot for that reason. They already have 17 commits in the 2021 class, probably only room for four more, maybe five more. Maybe they can stretch to that point. But the reason I say that is because they really don't have to have a whole lot of focus on recruiting besides the guys that they've already built great relationships with. So, again, I think Baylor's going to be able to focus a lot on football and be able to kind of evaluate things on the recruiting end a little bit more while just building the relationships that they've already established. But having those commits already secured is pretty massive for this coaching staff so that they don't have to really feel the pressure if they only had, you know, say five commits and 15 spots to fill.
Grayson, as we open camp here, what is a storyline that is of the utmost interest to you?
Oh, man, that's a great question. You know, because you look back in this whole time period during coronavirus, it was always pretty much about how would the guys come back and how would they be able to respond, especially with the new coaching staff. And so I think that's always going to be a storyline when you change coaching staff, but especially during this time period. I just think it's going to be really interesting to see how the coaching staff mixes with the players, you know, when they actually have full pads on and when they're actually able to go out there and really practice for the first time. I think how well and how quickly that mixes is honestly probably going to be the biggest factor in how this season ends up going.
We had Matthew Pallage on earlier today on the show, and that's already up on Sikkim365.com and our Twitter pages. But he started telling us about, and everybody, you know, even maybe radio stations or those who are, I don't know, people who run businesses, investment firms, whatever, there's always the networking. But Kyle, Craig, you asked him about that. They're roommates, and there's guys who have been at the same camps and people who have coached together at the same schools. How much do you think, Grayson, in the end, that's not only help with recruiting because they know each other so well, some have played together, but also how it might help them through the fact that they haven't had much time together on the field?
Oh, it for sure will help. And I think, honestly, that was probably a big factor in a lot of the hires that Coach Aranda made. I think you go around and look at most of the hires, and he had some sort of connection with pretty much all of them, or at least knew them pretty well personally. So I think that's huge. I think this is a group that really likes to coach together. I think they like being around each other. And I think that's going to pay huge dividends. And obviously, Sean Bell and Joey McGuire have been with the program for a while, so there's not going to be any transition period there. I'm just really curious to see how it mixes, but I think you are onto something. I think because they know each other so well already, that should really help propel them during fall camp, help them be able to have those tough conversations that they're going to have, whether it's about the depth chart or whether it's about, you know, guys at different positions or things like that. I think it will really help solve that problem.
Grayson, he mentioned that Jalen Petrie is working a little bit at safety. What do you think about that?
Yeah, that's great. I know if you went and looked at the roster update, I know I put it up on Sikkim 365 a while ago, but he actually lost like 12 to 15 pounds this offseason. I mean, a big part of that was so that he could get faster. And I think you're seeing kind of why they maybe wanted him to change his body a little bit so that they could kind of move him around a little bit more. I think the star position is another option for him, but it's great to see that he's put on enough speed that they feel confident to put him back there. And honestly, that's just a credit to that kid's work ethic to be able to lose that kind of weight, put on the speed that they needed him to. And obviously, he's always going to be a Baylor fan favorite for what he did, during his recruitment.
Grayson, I know we've talked a little bit about it, but, you know, Brian Bolin was out very abruptly, and Michael Woodson takes over. I saw where they introduced somebody, I guess Michael Woodson announced the addition of a grad transfer, Charlie Broom, today. But you and I have talked about it on the podcast, but for those who haven't heard it, what are your thoughts on Woodson and what he'll do with this program?
Yeah, so I really am excited for that hire, Craig. I mean, we talked about it a little bit on Trust the Podcast, but just I think the camaraderie that he's going to have with this team already, because he's been with the program for 4 years already. He knows all the players on the roster. He's been there. They know him. They have a great relationship with him. And I think you're seeing it already pay dividends. Two grad transfers announced already, and I think they're going to have opportunities to maybe bring in another one here in the future just because of the roster spots and kind of what they have to do still. But this is going to be a very talented team, and I think it prepares Coach Woodson really, really well for a successful season. And I think obviously a successful season would only help his case to being the full-time head coach and get rid of the interim title, which I do currently believe that is definitely a possibility for him. I think he's going to do a fantastic job with the program.
Grayson, back when the Brockemeyers made their commitment to Alabama, one of the things I believe you said that week was because of that, because they obviously are lineage or heritage or whatever you want to call it, legacy with Texas, with their father, that, and there's one Brockemeyer who's on the UT campus and a player, but that could also have a domino effect on the offensive lineman that UT then has to go find. Is that the possibility with this head-to-head with them when it comes to Langell?
Yeah, definitely. This is a kid that they got on late, much later than Baylor, and they're trying to make a push. And honestly, they're going to have to make a push with a lot of offensive linemen in the state now because of missing out on the Brockemeyers, because of things trending in the wrong direction with Savion Byrd, and also missing out on Ruben Fothery. They're kind of in a position where they are probably going to have to go and offer kids that are committed elsewhere or kids that they're trying to find. And so, you know, they found Lingyell after Baylor did, and they put in an offer. So we'll see if they're able to seal the deal. But it's a big one for both programs. I know Texas is looking for probably four or five offensive linemen in this class, and Baylor's looking for the same. So this is a big one for the Bears, and this would give them the third commit on the offensive line if they're able to land him over the next few days.
Grayson, thank you very much. We appreciate it. Grayson Grunhafer, Sikkim365.com, with all sorts of nuggets with us on Friday at 3:45. Coming up next, the 4 o'clock hour will include at 4:30, Drew Davison, Fort Worth Star-Telegram on TCU. It's been an interesting week for them. But also a few more nuggets, including a former Baylor star who has signed in the NFL, staying on the West Coast or western part of the country. This is Sikkim 365 Radio. Ideal MRI, idealmri.com, where they are helping lower and helping you with healthcare costs, bringing down the cost of healthcare.